Welcome to the Storefront Church Radio Program. This is your brother in Christ Jesus, Freddie Wilbanks, thanking you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial or this radio station's internet connection, or the webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 2017. The initial air date for this program is Sunday, April 26, 2020. Later in the program, we'll share a message with our text being Deuteronomy chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1. We want to praise and thank the Lord God Almighty for showing us here at the Storefront Church radio program His love and mercy. We thank the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Ghost for all of you and those of you who are new to our services and this program. We just like to remind you that these programs are recorded ahead of time, so some of the references to current events may seem a little bit dated, because like I said, we record these anywhere from maybe 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time at the most normally. Sometimes it's within a couple of weeks of the actual broadcast, but normally it's a month or more. So just keep that in mind as you listen to the message later that'll be based on Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1. We want to praise and thank the Lord God, as I said, for us showing us here at the Storefront Church His love and mercy. And we want to thank you for praying for and supporting this ministry. There's room for everyone at the Storefront Church. Now that you're here, we want you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and worship Him with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the good news about the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we have everlasting life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of listeners. If you'd like to sponsor the Storefront Church radio program, you can donate at our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or call area code 989-871-9668. Help us to reach the world with the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ by visiting our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or calling area code 989-871-9668. Once again, thestorefrontchurch.com or area code 989-871-9668. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesaning, Michigan sponsors this program. Agree with us in prayer for Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival during this time of reprieve and change and upheaval in this nation and around the world. In this year, 2020, pray our spiritual eyes will be open. Pray for the salvation of our fellow citizens, veterans, elected officials, judges and bureaucrats, the president and invaders. Pray for our missionaries and Christians who face abuse and martyrdom because of God's word and profession of faith in Jesus Christ. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, pick up one of those dog-eared hymnals, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Yes, praise His holy name. Turn with us to hymn number 476 in those old green hymnals, those hymnals of glorious hymns of praise. Hymn number 476. Was depressed, Jehovah's great frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay, He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon a strong rock by His side, His steps were established and there I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay, He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Amen. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Sing my new song, the glad story above, then join in the chorus with the saints above. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Yes, amen. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I truly hope you have a song of joy in your heart. And you can have a song in your joy, in your heart, of joy in your heart, regardless of what's going on in the world, if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let's turn to hymn number 243. 243. Heavenly home is bright and fair, feel like traveling on. No pain to death can enter there, feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, I feel like traveling on. Glittering towers, the sun outshine, I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, I feel like traveling on. Lord has been so good to me, I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed home I see, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, I feel like traveling on. Seek a home below, I feel like traveling on. Where flame devour and wave overflow, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, I feel like traveling on. Up near the throne, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, I feel like traveling on. Come and travel with me. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. Yes, my heavenly home, it's bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on. Oh, praise the Lord for giving us strength to travel on. Hallelujah. Turn with us to hymn number 304. 304. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to dedicate this to our friends at Covenant Glen, home in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and also the folks across town in, I forget, the name slips me, man. I tell you, that's what happens when you're a young, frisky fellow like me. You got so much going through your head that you forget. But Metal Lodge, they've changed the name a few times over the years, but Metal Lodge, to our dear friends up over at Metal Lodge and to other places around the state where we've visited and been invited in, and those who are shut in or in homes, we thank God for you, and we miss you, and we hope to see you again soon. Hymn number 304. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God disclosed. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Stay in the garden with him. Oh, the night around me be falling, but he bids me go to the voice of woe. His voice to me is me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. With me, and he talks with me, and he tells me. me, I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever, they've never known. Turn with us to another one of those great old hymns of the church, hymn number 287. Hymn number 287. If you will help my weakness, I know I'm not worthy, Lord, of Thee. By eyes of faith, I see Thee upon that cross at Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me Your servant be. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do, and even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble, and though the cost be great, I'll work for You. I'll stand for Thee, dear Jesus, or whatever the cost may be. I'll spread the gospel to the lost each day. And if it be Your will, Lord, to send me way across the sea, Lord, I'll follow You though death should come my way. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, please don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. Even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. And though the cost be great, I'll work for You. Must be a work that I can do, and even though it's humble, oh Lord, please help my will to crumble, and though the cost be great, I'll work for You. He's the lily of the valley, He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the beautiful rose of Sharon. Oh, He's all the world to me. but most of all, He is my coming King. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. And though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Oh, Jesus, use me. And oh, Lord, don't refuse me, for sure. Lord, help my will to crumble. And though the cost be great, I'll work for you. And though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passed by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy, oh, to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. As He goes by, you'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. I encourage you to lift your hands and reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy, Oh, to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. So reach out and touch the Lord. Yes, reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes on by. Yes, praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, what a delight it is to come to you in prayer. And Lord God, we thank you for stirring us in the nighttime before this recording, dear Lord, and in the middle of the night, allowing us to be able to call out to you in prayer. Dear Lord, when a time when so much is going on in the world around about us, dear Lord, there's all kinds of people filled with all kinds of fear. And dear Lord, the enemy of our souls is trying, dear Lord, to make us fearful. Dear Lord, the news media, it seems like they're doing their best to make us fearful. And dear Lord, they're presenting things out of whack and out of line. Yes, Lord, there are. I acknowledge that there are people who are getting ill and getting sick. And dear Lord, since, dear Lord, Eve listened to the reasoning of the serpent in the garden, sin has come into the world. And dear Lord, there's been sickness, there's been disease, and there's been death. But oh, glory to God. Lord God, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear Lord, for Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, who come and dwelt among us and took our burdens upon him and took our chastisement, our beatings, our sicknesses, our disease. And dear Lord, bore them and went to the cross and was crucified for us. Dear Lord, just like the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness by Moses, so the Son of Man, the Son of God, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in flesh, was lifted up on the cross for our sins and died for our sins. And we thank you for that, Lord God. And because, dear Lord, of your promises and because of what he did at Calvary and, dear Lord, in the grave and overcoming death and hell and the enemy of our souls and rising from the dead and showing himself to hundreds, if not thousands of people before ascending into your right hand, where he is right now interceding on our behalf, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for that. And because of that, Lord God, we can come to you, dear Lord, in right relationship with you for what Christ has done by the shedding of his blood, that we might have access, dear Lord, to the innermost sanctuary of God through what Jesus Christ done for us. And so it is, Lord, that we come to you in the power of the promised Holy Ghost, Lord God, asking and putting before you petitions. Lord God, we thank you, dear Lord, for earlier this day, dear Lord, you brought our attention, dear Lord, to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12, where it reads, "For a nation that and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." Dear Lord, that is your word. Your word says in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." Lord God, we have sinned against you. We've sinned against our children. We've sinned against the aged. We've sinned against those who've tried to live righteous lives. Dear Lord, this nation has sinned against all of these. And oh, Lord God, we come to you because we know that your word is true. And dear Lord, your word will be fulfilled. And so, dear Lord, it is with an all earnestness and sincerity that we come to you. And dear Lord, pray your word also from 2 Colossians, Lord, or Chronicles, excuse me, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, pray and turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Lord God, so many of people around about us, dear Lord, are not heeding your word, not heeding your call to repentance. And dear Lord, it grieves us. Dear Lord, even some within our own families, dear Lord, and our own neighbors and around about us are not, dear Lord, heeding the warnings and heeding, dear Lord, your signs, dear Lord, and the things that are going on in the word, dear Lord, of the world. Dear Lord, there's things going on in the world around about us that should be bringing us to the awareness of our need for you and a need for turning to you as a nation, as individuals. And come, dear Lord, and repent of our sins. Our sins are murder, many, Lord God. We've murdered the young. We've murdered our children. We've murdered our progeny, Lord God. And oh, Lord God, there are so many around about us who are bold, dear Lord, in this sin, Lord God, and proclaiming it and demanding it, that it be glorified. And so many other things, dear Lord, we could list this hour, but Lord God, we want to, dear Lord, remember other things. We want to remember, dear Lord, our leadership in government, Lord God. We pray that your Holy Ghost fall on them in conviction and convicts them of their sins and turns them, dear Lord, to a repentant, righteous lifestyle before you, Lord God. Dear Lord, we pray, dear Lord, that the wickedness in this nation will be exposed. For Father God, we know, dear Lord, that you have allowed us to see glimpses, dear Lord, that there are so many things going on in the halls of government and in back rooms, dear Lord, and the gatherings of those, dear Lord, who are in leaders and those who are wealthy and those who are in places of position, dear Lord, and influence, dear Lord, that they have, dear Lord, not just indulged in drunkenness, not just that they've indulged in narcotics, illegal narcotics, Lord God, not that they've just indulged in orgies, but Lord God, they've indulged in much, much more serious satanic activity, dear Lord, and they've sinned against children, and they've caused children to sin, and they've abused children and young people, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray, dear Lord, that the covering over the eyes of our fellow citizens would be removed and that they would see, dear Lord, this wickedness that would be revealed and these people would be exposed. And Lord God, that we would cry out to you, dear Lord, that they would be moved and convicted of their sins and turn to repentance, dear Lord. And those, dear Lord, who are so quick to lead us into wickedness that their lives would be radically changed for righteousness and for goodness, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, those who won't repent, Lord God, we pray that your judgment falls on them individually, swiftly, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we pray, dear Lord, also, dear Lord, for the missionaries and ministers and Christians spreading the living word and gospel message around the world. We pray for revival and crusades and an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this United States of America. And dear Lord, in our personal lives, Lord God, in our families, in our cities and states, Lord God, move, Lord God, rise up men of faith, men of God, men of the Word, Lord God, of the true, pure, unadulterated Word, dear Lord, that proclaims that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did yesterday, he's willing to do today. And dear Lord, if he gives us individually a tomorrow, he is willing to do that. Help us to accept that by faith. And dear Lord, walk, dear Lord, in that faith, Lord God, trusting in your promises, trusting in your care, trusting in your love, trusting in your mercy, trusting in your grace, oh Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Lord God, we pray for the peace and protection and the salvation of Jerusalem, Lord God. We pray, dear Lord, that even, dear Lord, when you now have turned, dear Lord, your mercy and grace towards the Gentiles, dear Lord, we pray, Lord God, that even now, dear Lord, there would be those who would turn and accept Jesus Christ for who he is, the Son of God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Oh, Lord, touch us this hour. Touch us as we minister, Lord God, as we share your word. And dear Lord, help us to be quick to give you always the praise, honor, and glory for the good things in our life. Oh, for your sustaining, dear Lord, love, dear Lord, for touching us spiritually, mentally, physically, dear Lord, and providing for us in this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Well, hallelujah. Welcome to the Storefront Church. This is message 2017 for Sunday, April 26, 2020, Lord willing. And today the Lord has directed us to a portion of Scripture. I trust you've got your Bibles with you and that you will turn with me in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 12 and beginning in verse 1. And I just want you to know, today when we was praying earlier before the service, I felt impressed that I need to make aware to tell you that not only do you need to have your Bible and open it up, but to tell you that I have the Bible before me. I'm not reading from some notes. I'm not reading from some phone screen, iPhone screen, Android phone screen. I'm not reading from a computer. I'm holding into my hands a Bible, a personal Bible, one of my Bibles. Happens to be in the King James Version. It is. Hallelujah. Oh, there's so much that I could say, but I'll stop there. But I pray that you have your own Bible and that you get into the Word of God and start reading it for yourselves. And today, we're going to take this Bible. I'm going to take this Bible that I'm holding in my hands, and I've turned now to Deuteronomy chapter 12, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat therefore the Lord therefore ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come into the rest and into the inheritance which the Lord your God given you. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land, hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. When ye go over Jordan, oh, hallelujah, that just stirs me. There's so much I could say about that, but we don't have time for that this hour. And dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you in to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from your enemies round about so that ye dwell in safely, then therefore shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you. Ye burn offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. But in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there ye shall offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roe, buck, and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood, ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within the gates the tithe of thy corn, nor of thy wine, or of thy oil, or of the firstlings of the herds, or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings, or heave offering of thine hand. But thou must eat before the Lord thy God, in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and their manservant and their maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thy hands to do. Take heed to thyself that thou forsakest not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh because my soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there to be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so shalt eat them the unclean, and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life which is with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee and thy children after thee. When thou, let me turn the page here, praise the name of the Lord. When thou shalt do which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows thou shalt take and go into the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings and flesh and the blood upon the altar of the Lord thy God. And the blood of thy sacrifices to be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou dost that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whether thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What thing soever I command you, observe to do it, thou shalt not add thereto or nor diminish from it. Now, the main thing that I wanted eventually to get to this hour, I guess you could call it the main text. I know that in the title we said this was Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1, but that was our starting point. The main text, no matter how I get diverted here or may go off to the side or be led, what have you, I want this to ring clear in you in this day. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. There were those in the day that this was given to the Israeli children, to the Jewish people, there were those who were committing child sacrifice. But for a moment, the Lord God willing, let's go back and let's look at verse 12:1, chapter 12:1. These are the statutes and the judgments which ye shall observe and do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that ye live upon the earth. These are the statutes, these are the judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord thy God, the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that ye live upon the earth. The Lord has given us a place. The Lord has made a place for all nations. And the Lord has raised up nations and he's destroyed nations. As we reference back when we were began praying, how in the before earlier when I was in prayer and reading God's word, I come across the portion of scripture there in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12. And praise God, the nations and the kingdoms that do not serve God, do not honor him, do not obey his word, they will be destroyed. Now, there's been ministers and different ones down through the years who basically have ignored this, you know, basically can do what you want to do. They let them do, as was said here in Deuteronomy chapter 12, these were, I'm going to loosely call them Christian people. They were people of the church, if you will. This is before the church. I know that some of this may be confusing to you. I know that I'm dealing and talking to people who are completely ignorant of the Word of God. And I know that I'm talking to people who have doctorate degrees in studies of the Word of God. They have doctorate degrees in their doctrines. But God is telling them that he has thrown out these nations before him and them, and he's given them this place, this land. And God has given us a place. He's given us a place here on this earth, and more importantly, he's given us a place in an eternal kingdom. If we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he's given us a place in the eternal kingdom. And Jesus has taught us to pray, as in heaven, let it be on earth. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we need to be living and walking lives of righteousness on earth now, as the Lord God wants us also, and as we will, those of us who have everlasting life and are taken out of this world once upon death or by rapture, and we enter into the presence of the Lord, there is a place of righteousness that we call it heaven. Well, there is no sickness, there is no death, there is no sin. No sin is going to be allowed. There's no sin in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. Praise the name of the Lord. So he's given us the land, but most importantly, he's giving us a home in eternity in his heaven. In verse 8 we read, ye shall not do after the things that we do here this day. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. We've got many even professing Christians who do what they think is right, and it is not right. It is not right. We need to follow God's word and do what's right. Also mentioned in verse 11 and mentioned in verse 17 is a phrase called your tithes. The tithe. Now, I want to tell you something that there's another place, and I'm not going to go to it right now in the Word of God that tells me there's an interaction between someone talking to God and back and forth, and God says, you've robbed me. And the people respond, well, how have we robbed you? You have robbed me by not giving of me your tithes and offerings. Now, we're not living in the Old Testament, but we're living in this day. But still, even in this day, we need to, as we are blessed of God, be a blessing to Him and tithe and give offerings where the Lord directs us to. And we could go into that, and I'm not going to go into it. The point is the question for you is, are you tithing? Are you giving back to the Lord? Are you giving back to the ministry? He says in another place, in verse 19, take heed unto thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the land. And in another place, it tells us that, as I referred to in a minute, you know, you have missed your blessings. You're not God. You aren't blessing God, so God's not going to bless you. And I know that those of you who are filled with rebellion and resentment, and you've been hurt in the church or whatever church or what have you, but the kingdom of God is more than a church. Pray, I'm encouraging you that in this day that God is raising up people to be His ministers and be His missionaries. And you need to be a blessing to God and a blessing to the kingdom. You need to show forth. You need to tithe. You need to offer, make offerings, even in this day. And seek God's face. He'll tell you where you need to go or where are you getting fed? Where are you hearing the word of God clearly from? That may be a place where you might want to direct your tithe. But you need to tithe unto the Lord. You need to give an offering unto the Lord, even in this day. Praise the name of the Lord, because I'm going to tell you something. You are not receiving the blessing of God that you should be receiving if you're not tithing and you're not offering offerings. In verse 23 we read, only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life of with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Recently, we have been, you know, some in this country have been stricken by this Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it. Whatever, you know, if you want to call it something more politically correct, but basically, there are those, if you research it back, that a lot of sicknesses have come from China. Where did the Asian flu come from? What it is? You see, they practice unclean habits and unclean slaughtering things. You know, maybe you've heard of kosher, and there are the regulations here in the Old Testament. There are guidelines for us. There are practices where God's telling us some things, and not only are they spiritual, they're for physical. If you follow kosher principles, if you do things like this, that you don't drink blood and you don't eat the meat with the blood, and I know there's some things, but there's some physical things here to be said, and there is some spiritual things. And just briefly, I just want to say that the reason why we've enjoyed health in this country like we have is because we have practiced health practices that are based on the scriptures of God, on the practices of God. In verse 31, let's go there in this last few moments that I have. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to the gods. We have done the same thing, and we have not stood up as we should, and the ministers have not preached as they should against abortion. Abortion is akin to making your children pass through the fire. You're murdering, you're killing your children. And whether you're willingly doing it or not, whether you're wittingly doing it or not, this is demonic sacrifice. And those who do these things, we're looking here, we're reading God's word. I've read a lot. There's so much here in this 12th chapter. You need to go back and you need to look at it and realize that it was being given to the Jewish people during the Old Testament times. But there are rules and regulations and things that God wants us to follow regardless of the day and the age that we live in. And it is only common sense to realize that God does not want us murdering our children. And those who do these things are cursed of God. And we need to repent of our sins, accept Jesus Christ as Savior, and turn to righteousness.